GPB belongs to Georgia, and you are the center of everything we do. Become a GPB sustainer today or increase your monthly gift to fortify our work, enriching Georgians of all ages. Visit gpb.org to donate today. And thanks.
This is the only Porch Fest that I know of that's run by musicians and not like a city.
Okay.
Because usually, you know, the city chamber of commerce or, you know, some entity within the city kind of runs them, and they're usually fundraisers for the city.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Powell, and here on the Peach Jam podcast, I get to introduce you to incredible Georgia musicians, from hometown favorites you already love to brand new voices you're about to discover. It's my job to find different types of people and different types of sounds from all over the Peach State. This podcast is a mix of performances and down-to-earth conversations, all recorded live at the GPB Studios in Midtown Atlanta. This is a special bonus episode, and we're catching up with Hey Dreamer, a band that is doing big things in their community.
Another news anchor that I don't believe. Another mindless shooting that I can't conceive. And have you heard? We can't create hurricanes, but the space lasers have already melted our brains. Oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Look at your new leader, the headline reads, put them all in charge, there'll be no more rapists in the streets. And the hate they spew out is fine by me. I ran over my phone, smashed my only TV. Whoa, isn't that nice?
I'm Donnie.
I'm Dustin.
And I'm Melody, and we are Hey Dreamer from Atlanta, Georgia, and we play rock music.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
What is that?
I don't know, but I like it.
You know what I like about the music you play today is I've never seen you, Melody. I'm sure you have, but I've never seen you play an acoustic guitar.
I know. I do it quite often, but it's usually by myself. So this was totally new and different and fun. I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. A little bit of a stripped down Dreamer.
Yeah.
I like this. So it's been a couple years since I talked to you guys. Y'all were on Peach Jam season 3.
Yep.
So there's been a lot going on in your lives. Like, we've got a lot of stuff to catch up on.
Yeah, definitely. Sure.
First, I want to talk about new music.
Yes. So we're working on a new album that's actually a concept album. So we've never done anything like this before. It's 13 songs, and each song tells a chapter in the same story. And so it's really kind of artsy and fun. But I think what I love about it is all 13 songs are so different from each other because it's telling the story from kind of a different perspective in a different way. And so sonically, they sound completely different. And until now, we've released 3 singles. Our first single was the title track from the album, Celebrated Destruction of Paradise. Our second single was Home of the Insane, which we're actually doing a music video for next Saturday. We're shooting it. We've had to reschedule it because of the snow, the Atlanta snow. And then our third single we just recently released, it's called Day by Day. And we played the last two today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. One of them we've heard, because we're now talking after the music, but with the way it gets edited, we've heard part of the first song and probably a little bit of the first song now. Okay.
Perfect.
And then the other one will be later. There we go.
Beautiful.
In ignorance, there's no more freaking common sense.
the new music's political.
It is, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean that, you know, it's intentional, but it's also just us trying to understand the world that we're currently living in. And you know, when we started writing this album, we had some of the songs on the album written actually when we came to Peach Jam the first time. Some of those songs are on this album. You know, since then we've just really kind of honestly struggled with trying to understand kind of what's going on in America and the world and everywhere. And so a lot of the songs on this album are politically charged, and that's actually why we kind of turned it into a concept album. Was it initially wasn't going to be a concept album, but I realized like all of these songs are about the same thing. Like I had written an entire album that pretty much told the same story. It told the same perspective. And so that was really when we started working with the idea of like a concept album and how can we kind of bring that to life and be really artistic about it in order to reach people that maybe wouldn't listen to it otherwise. You know, and so I think we've really accomplished that, and I'm really excited to show everybody what we've been working on for so long.
And so Dustin and Donnie, does Melody write all the songs, or y'all work together?
She's brought a lot of the ideas to the table. Like, and lyrically, she's the mastermind for sure. Mm-hmm. Like every once in a while, maybe we'll be like, oh, what if we tried this word? Like we specifically did that on I don't remember even which song it was, but we had a writing session at my house like 3 years ago, and yeah. It was like, should we say red or crimson?
It was Liar.
Yeah, it was Liar. Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. But Melody's definitely the mastermind, brings like the ideas, and then we kind of just add our flavor to it to, you know, try to enhance it, you know. But yeah, ultimately she's the brains of the outfit for sure.
I assume that.
Yeah, I mean, look at us.
Hey. I mean, I will say though, like, so even if I come up with like the idea of the song, bringing it to the guys, it totally becomes something completely different by the time I leave. So even though it's the idea, I can't overstate how important like the band are into creating the actual music and the sound of it.
Yeah.
And it really depends on the song too. Like we've definitely collaborated on plenty of the songs on the album.
Well, to me, that's a sign of a intelligent artist is somebody who understands that having outside perspective is good.
For sure.
Having a good producer to help push you one way or another, or somebody to bounce ideas off of, because people think differently.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that shows that you're intelligent in your approach rather than dictating.
Yeah. Well, I think, too, kind of the way that I've always looked at it, and I say this a lot, so I hope that it comes across that way, but like, to me, like I've hired these members or you know, these members are in the band. We've come together for a reason. And so I'm not going to tell you how to play the bass part because I don't play bass.
Mm-hmm.
So like I trust you. If I didn't trust you, I wouldn't have asked you to play in the band, you know.
Totally.
So that's kind of the perspective. And definitely with Donnie. So Donnie, tell us your background really quick on kind of the film composition, because when we added Donnie, he added this total like cinematic film composition kind of vibe. And it was like, whoa, this opens up a completely new sound for us. So yeah, give them a little bit on that, because that's just so cool.
Yeah, so I do come from a background of a film, particularly film composition. Typically when I approach a project from that side of things, I'm looking at a short film, just some kind of visual project that I can then add a little bit of spice onto. So approaching any song in this band is kind of the same way. I don't want to overpower. I just want to add an extra layer or two or sometimes six, depending on how many keyboards are in front of me. Yeah, it's just it's a way to really focus on blending with the sound that's in some instances already there.
Strip down if you can take the heat. We'll be right back.
want to talk about Porch Fest.
Yes.
And tell me about your involvement in this. First of all, there's lots of Porch Fests.
Yeah.
So tell me where it is, what it is, when it is, all the details.
Yeah. So like you said, Porch Fest is not a new idea, but we're basically, we're hosting Porch Fest and basically we're in charge of it. we have a team of people locally that are also helping, you know, me kind of organize it and everything like that.
And where is it?
It's in Noonan, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's happening this year on May 30th. And last year was our first year doing it. And I think what made it so unique is this is the only Porch Fest that I know of that's run by musicians and not like a city.
Okay.
Because usually, you know, the city chamber of commerce or, mm-hmm. you know, some entity within the city kind of runs them and they're usually fundraisers for the city. So this, honestly, like from the beginning, the main intention was best music possible, you know, making sure that the artists felt comfortable and, you know, that they were able to get to where they needed to go quickly and easily. And it wasn't kind of a whole logistical hassle. But last year we had it and it was so successful. We had over 10,000 people come out in Noonan, which was a lot for Noonan, yeah. especially.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was so successful. And honestly, the feedback we got after it, you know, some people's favorite event that they've ever been to in the city. And so we were like, well, we have to do it again. But what's amazing is because last year was so successful, we're able to go above and beyond this year. We're going to mm-hmm. have a festival stage that we're going to have some headliners performing at. Our friends Red and the Revelers from Mobile are performing. Our friends in Grits and Greens from Mississippi are performing. And Brian Collins from Reel to Reel is going to be performing. And the amount of signups we got this year from bands, the talent level was absolutely incredible. So I really encourage everybody to come and check it out. Noonan is really growing and becoming kind of an artsy, really cool place. And we're so glad to just be a part of that. And May 30th.
Are you working with Chris Yeomans on this?
I am. Yeah. Chris is on our team. So Chris is integral to the community part of it because Chris knows everybody
yeah.
and is friends with everybody. And so she's just like a walking Rolodex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like,
yeah.
Do you know who owns this house? And she's like, yeah. I'm yeah. like, can we call them? Sure. I got them in my contract.
That's crazy.
Like, awesome. So she's integral to the team. And then also our friend Steve Quick, who's actually a DJ in Atlanta and he plays in Atlanta all the time, spinning records. But he's helping us with sponsorships and that kind of thing. So we really are able to pull this off with a core team of three people with Hey Dreamer hosting. And it's really, it's quite a feat. But it,
that is so cool.
Yeah.
Wow. How many bands?
This year we're going to have well over 70.
What?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
No. Yeah. Nuts. I mean, we had like over 150 people sign up. So mm-hmm. we still are having to tell so many people no, which just breaks my heart. Because
yeah.
I'm like, you're so good, but I just don't have a spot for you.
Yeah.
So it really is going to be incredible. And we're going to have over 100 vendors, 70 plus bands. We'll have live interactive art things. Basically this year, last year we had a muralist that painted a live mural in the street and that mm-hmm. was amazing. This year we're going to have some people painting guitars that we're
cool.
going to raffle off for charity.
Yeah.
That benefits the Noonan Coweta History Center,
mm-hmm.
Which is basically they're the hosts of our VIP experience. So the festival's completely free. And that's very intentionally done like most Porch Fest so that everybody feels welcome. But we do have a VIP experience and basically whatever's left over at the end goes to the museum to mm-hmm. help them with their missions in the community. And they have many.
That is super cool.
Yeah.
Wow. That is, I had no idea it was going to be that big.
Oh yeah. It was huge last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it was just like, well, more people want to offer their porches so we can have more bands. And I kind of have this feeling that every year it will grow.
Yeah, I missed it last year. I was going on my honeymoon.
I know.
And I missed it. So, but this
so
year, yes, I know.
But this year, I don't have anything on the schedule, awesome. So I think I might have to find my way down
there.
Yeah,
you should come.
That sounds incredible.
It really is really fun. And like I said, this year, we're kind of making it bigger and better. The city's allowing us to have alcohol this year, just beer mm-hmm. sales. And so that was huge because last year, everybody was like, where's the beer, man? Yeah. So we're kind of growing with the city, I feel mm-hmm. like. The city sees the potential in it now. And they're really excited to kind of get on board with it. And so I think it's, like I said, I think it's just going to keep growing and growing and continue to be successful, I hope.
Well, I imagine that when you approach a city and you're like, hey, we want to have a big free music festival and people roaming around drinking. They were like,
sure.
Well, and they wanted to have a year of like, what if we don't do the drinking part? And then they were like, oh, okay, this is fine.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And it's not, you know, kind of my big argument or, you know, statement to them this year was like, we really didn't stop people from drinking.
Yeah.
You know?
True. So, yeah. Now we're just trying to make money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people were bringing coolers and pulling out handles of vodka all day. Yeah. I was like, they're still drinking.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you want to help the museum?
Sure, yeah, exactly.
Let's see what we could do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, it was probably scary for them because we, even last year, we pretty much asked for just as much, almost just as much. And, you know, they didn't know me. I was a musician. Mm-hmm. So they're mm-hmm. like, who are you?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm a local musician. They're like, oh, great. Yeah. Great. This is going to go swimmingly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they took a risk and they had faith.
Well, good. I'm glad.
So glad.
Yeah. Go back to one of the things you mentioned. You mentioned that Brian Collins from Reel to Reel is going to be there. I don't know if everybody knows what Reel to Reel is, so tell me real quick, what is Reel to Reel?
Yeah, so Reel to Reel is first and foremost a studio that was started by Bill Turpin, who is Will Turpin of Collective Soul's father.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been there since the 70s. It's one of the oldest studios in the state of Georgia that's still running.
Mm-hmm.
Reel People Music is a production company that Will has started with his partner, Brian Collins.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not familiar with Brian Collins, he's like a CMA artist, super amazing country, acoustic rootsy songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just so, so talented. So Brian and Will are producing this album for us that mm-hmm. we're working on, Celebrated Destruction of Paradise. And they're really integral to the whole sound, the whole concept. You know, I brought them the ideas and I even had the Pro Tools sessions kind of already carved out. But there's nothing like just sitting in a room with two super talented producers and mm-hmm. just watching them elevate it so far beyond what it initially was.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's who Brian Collins is. And Reel to Reel have really been incredible. I've worked with them in the past. They actually also produced the second Hey Dreamer album. But this is so different just because of the Brian Collins, involvement in it. And so, that's what Reel to Reel is. And everybody should check them out because they have so many great artists right now that they're working with. Atticus, they're producing his next album.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Atticus Ronis.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and the Stews, they're producing their album.
Mm-hmm.
So they really, the talent pool is getting really incredible there.
And it's a cool place. I've been down there. And it's neat to see, you know, and hear the stories of the studio and the history. But then also, it's like, it's one of the dudes from Collective Soul. That's cool.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
It's like, y'all hang out with him.
Yeah. He's so chill.
Yeah, Will is super chill. Yeah.
I know he's a super nice guy, but still, like, sometimes you got to be like,
this is so awesome.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. No, for sure.
No,
okay, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is funny because like Will's perspective is so different than like the independent artist perspective, because he's been in like a multi-platinum band for mm-hmm. like 3 decades. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, yeah, I don't need social media, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, Will.
No, we have to post
yeah,
every
exactly,
day.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, you know, it's super fun. We have such a good time.
Yeah.
You mentioned a couple names, though, and those names are also playing at a show that y'all are doing, I think, in September.
Yes, that's right.
All right, so you mentioned the Stews and Atticus Ronis, who's a member of the Peach Jam family, and then there's you guys. What's the show in September?
Yeah, so it's the 99X Locals Luau, mm-hmm. Which is happening at the Ville Amphitheater in Fayetteville, mm-hmm. Georgia. And I mean, it's just going to be so amazing. Like you said, the Stews, the Paradox, who are a huge band in Atlanta right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. They blew up on like TikTok.
They
or
did.
Something.
Yeah. Because their videos are sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and they
I've
really...
been trying to get them on Peach Jam. So if you're listening.
Oh, yeah.
Send me an email.
I'll throw them your way for
okay,
sure.
Okay. Yeah. Share that contact.
For sure. Because they're really awesome. So it's just going to be basically a showcase for what Atlanta has going on right now. Mm-hmm. And like I said, not only is the reel-to-reel talent pool getting expanded, but I feel like this is like a really special time for rock music in mm-hmm. Atlanta. Mm-hmm. There's so many great rock bands that are just pushing the envelope and taking it to a new level. And 99X appreciates that and is willing to showcase it, which I am indebted to them for that.
So if you don't know, 99X in Atlanta, it's a legendary radio station that's been around since the early 90s. And there was a point in time where it was one of the biggest alternative radio stations in the country.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like they were groundbreaking in so many things. So in that, it still carries weight. That name still carries weight here. And so for you guys to be, you know, hooked up with them and getting to work with them, like that is... that's really cool. It's really great on your resume.
Oh, it's amazing. Last year when we were promoting Celebrated Destruction of Paradise, which is our first single from the upcoming album, Steve Craig had us on the show and allowed us to play the song. And mm-hmm. It was just so kind of surreal to be in like the Cumulus Media headquarters. And I'm like, wow, mm-hmm. this is... incredible. Like it just felt you could feel the energy mm-hmm. and the gravity of like how impactful 99X has been in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you looked, it was like, whoa, there's that signature, like Bono signed that. And then like, you know, it was yeah. really just otherworldly, and I'm so grateful to be even a small part of their family that they have right now in Atlanta.
I worked there, full disclosure. I worked at 99X in 2003, 2004, and 2005.
Nice.
So I know all the know the people. And Steve Craig is amazing. He's one of my favorite people. And then Crash Clark was my best man at my wedding. So
oh, that's awesome.
No
yeah. Yeah, it sure was. So but when I saw your name on there, I was like, oh, I love this for Hey Dreamer.
Well, I remember a time when my heart wasn't broken, but now I can't find one happy emotion. 'Cause I watched my hopes fall away, I lost all that's feeling so betrayed by those who love me, so they claim. Another season of life that seems empty of reason. Spend every day going by, seeking the fifth stage of grieving. I'm trying to call. Thank you.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.
So give me the dates. We need the dates for the new music, the dates for Porch Fest, and the dates for the 99X Local Luau.
Yeah. So our full album, this is actually the first place we're going to say it. It's going so well, and we're getting so much built up momentum doing singles. We were initially thinking that we would maybe release the album in May, but we're going to push that back and do several more singles.
Okay.
So we're going to release the album in September. Right before the Locals Luau.
Nice.
So we'll be promoting that on Locals Luau is September 26th. The album is set to release on September 18th. And Noonan Porch Fest is May 30th.
Thank you for listening. If you like what we're doing here on Peach Jam, please tell somebody. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, post it on your social media. Tell whoever you can find. And if this is your first time here, I invite you to go back and listen to some of the other episodes. You might just find that your next favorite band lives right down the road. The Peach Jam Podcast is produced, edited, and hosted by me, Jeremy Powell. If you want to recommend an artist to be on the show, send me an email, peachjam@gpb.org. Sandy Malcolm is our executive producer. Mark Davenport is our associate producer. Recording, mixing, and mastering by David Spence and Victoria Evans Cash. Special thanks to the team at Sounds Good. Find us on Instagram at Peach Jam Podcast and look for Peach Jam on TV wherever you watch Georgia Public Broadcasting. In the meantime, please support live local music and independent record stores in your area.